meeting with Balfour was a historic one, as later events proved. By now, Vera Schatzman had completed her medical studies, and Weizmann went to Europe to marry her. He brought his young wife back to Manchester, and a year later, they moved from lodgings to a tiny house in Birchfield Road, where their first son, Benjamin, was born. So the scientist and Zionist added two more occupations, that of husband and father.
Vera, darling. Vera.
Yes, darling?
Do see to the baby. I'm trying to get his exam papers, Ma.
I'm sorry, darling. All right, Benji, Mama is coming. There. Is that better?
Thanks.
Oh, Heinz, how many more of those horrid old exam papers have you to mark?
I'm about halfway through.
Oh, is that all?
Well, with Benji, kind.
Heinz, you'll have to get used to that. In any case, have you ever heard a baby with such a fine, strong cry? I tell you, he's exceptional.
Of course he's exceptional. He's my son, isn't he?
Oh, Heinz. Heinz, can't you leave those papers for tonight? You've been working all day at the university, and then to come home and have to do them. It's not fair.
I must. These results have to be in by fixed date.
You said you were about halfway through. How many papers is that?
500.
Oh, 500. You'll never be finished.
Yes, I will. I must mark 1,000.
How much are they paying you?
Shilling a paper.
Slavery.
Slavery or not. Darling, we need the money to pay off Kendall Mills' furniture shop.
Did the furniture cost so much?
I'm afraid so. You'll have to learn to be a good housekeeper.
You must give me a chance. After all, I left home as a young girl and went straight to study medicine.
I know, darling. I'm not blaming you.
Still, I can speak four languages and play the piano tolerably well.
You played brilliantly.
If you say so.
I do.
And I'll be just as good at housekeeping. You'll see. And when I'm allowed to practice medicine here, we'll easily make do on 2 salaries. It's absurd that the British won't accept a Geneva medical degree, making me study all over again.
You'll manage. You're not sorry you married me.
Oh, Hein, don't ever let me hear you say a thing like that again.
You're so patient and understanding. Last winter wasn't much fun in those awful lodgings.
That's over. We have our little house now.
Still, it's not always easy to be married to a struggling young scientist with a full-time political interest. Yet we've never had an angry word.
I was angry with you once.
For bringing you to a northern, gloomy, foggy city, cut off from the world you've known.
No. No, it was on our honeymoon in Cologne. You went to a Zionist Action Committee meeting and didn't come home till 5 in the morning.
Sorry, darling.
I should have been angry with you, but you'd bought a peace offering and I had to smile instead.
Peace offering? Yes, I remember. I felt very guilty and bought you a huge bouquet.
And a basket of peaches.
There was a time when I was angry with myself.
When was that?
When we were in Manchester, with only a shilling left between us.
Oh, and we didn't know whether to spend the shilling on sandwiches or on a taxi to our lodgings. And then you met your friend.
So we had the sandwiches and the taxi. Silly. Silly. The things one remembers.
I don't think they're so very silly.
Yeah, I promise you. One day we'll be free from all this financial worry.
We'll be all right. Let's see, what do you get from the university?
$250 a year, and another $150 for my research for the Clayton Works. Then after that, I must take £2 a week for my brother and sister who are studying at Zurich.
You can't stop that.
No.
Well, then you'll just have to make another important chemical discovery.
I have.
Oh, and what did Professor Perkins say?
He advised me to pour the stuff down the sink.
You didn't.
No. I told him that no pure chemical is useless or ought ever to be thrown away.
What was it?
Well, you know, with experimenting with fermentation, I was trying to find a bacterium which would produce isoamyl alcohol. I certainly found a bacterium, but when I distilled the product, it turned out to be a mixture of acetone.
And what could that be used for?
Explosives.
And Perkin wasn't interested.
No. But we may find a customer sometime now, darling. Do let me get on with this correct.
All right. I'll get supper ready.
But.
Oh, darling, have you seen this article in the Jewish Chronicle? It seems very prejudiced against you.
One must expect opposition. Greenberg, there it is, no friend of mine. He supported the Uganda offer.
A man in his position can harm you.
He certainly kept me out of London, Zionist circles. But I've one good friend in London now.
Oh, who's that?
A Khadam. He settled in Hampstead.
Is the whole of Russian Jewry settling in England?
It seems like it.
Ah, still, perhaps he'll make them help the others see your point of view.
I told them at the last Congress that in order to get past the deadlock, we must achieve a synthesis of the schools of Zionism that will unite us and give us a focal point to work from. You see, even Benji agreed with me. Now, darling, do go to him while I get on with this.
Oh, darling, I can't. I've got to get supper. See him and give me a chance.
Vera, how can I...
Someone's got to get supper ready.
All right, then. Bring him to me.
All right, Benji. Papa will look after you.
Bring him here.
Oh, Chaim, you're not going to go on with your correcting at the same time.
Certainly.
Well, here. Got him?
Yes,
I'll... I'll be as quick as I can.
Right. Now, 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 Benji. Stop that noise. Stop it at once. That's right. Don't take any notice of me. Now I'm only your father. Well, Benji, if any of these poor exam candidates suffer, it'll be all your fault.